have this fucking discussion about you fucking stupid ass parents nowadays. Soccer moms, we used to call you. So basically what happened is Billie Eilish goes to a show. First of all, here's a red flag. One thing that we need to do, stop parents. Because this, let me tell you, y'all some lazy motherfuckers. These celebrities don't raise your kids. You raise your kids. So whatever a celebrity does, because the issue with these stupid, this is why I don't ever want to be famous, bro. Because I might be sort of a good role model to the kids, right? But I curse in my rhymes. But you don't say bitches, hoes, it's. And then if I'm going to my fucking show, right? And let's say, for example, my homie smokes weed. He smokes during my show. Parent. Why, Mike, why? What you do realize most of these artists don't really have control of what the fuck they do. The labels do. Now, mind you, with Billie Eilish, the Billie Eilish thing, because y'all niggas be, y'all parents are retarded. She took her shirt off, right? This is a Billie Eilish show. She's very weird like that. She took off her shirt, revealing her tattoo. It's not like she's naked. All she did was reveal a fucking tattoo. And then all of a sudden, parents are upset. You're giving a bad example to the children. No, you should be the example for your fucking kids. Not these goddamn celebrities, you lazy, stupid fucking parents. You sit there, and the dumb thing is, you take your damn kids to these fucking goddamn shows like a Doja Cat show, and you know how Doja Cat is. And you sit here and appalled that an entertainer like Doja Cat is doing this. And you got fans, I miss the old Doja, man. When she was in that demonic shit, man. Y'all fans know some demonic shit. Y'all be worshiping fucking celebrities like they're gods. You tell me that's not demonic? Y'all go to their shows even though you don't like what they're doing. So fuck you with that fake moral shit. These are the same ones that I call Kendrick a hypocrite. But then at the same time, our Tupac be contradicting himself, but yet most fans contradict themselves. They'll sit there and say, one rapper drops some, have a hip hop moment like this Drake and Kendrick beef and they spit in bars. Hip hop is back. Fucking Ice Spice drop a new song. Hip hop is dead. Why are you looking up an Ice Spice song? You a real hip hop head. Why do you care what Ice Spice or mainstream rappers do? Shouldn't you be looking for underground rappers to fucking support? That you really don't fucking support? And then they're fucking excuses. Well, we know the underground is good, but the mainstream, then you know the mainstream is not going to be as quote unquote good as the underground. And I put in quotes because there's too many casuals trying to tell underground rappers to fucking make goddamn fucking watered down pop music. When we have our own vision, our own way of doing things, it's a problem. I don't like you rap over beats like this. I miss when you used to rap over beats like this. This is the underground, by the way. We the underground. We shouldn't. This is the only time, the only place we can make what the fuck we want to make with no fucking goddamn people telling us how to make it. And yet you got motherfuckers telling us these things. It's not even just, it's more than just a suggestion. It's more of, you even got industry people. This is what these independent radio stations. You got them talking about make what people want to hear, which is the most vaguest shit you would ever tell an artist, because you don't know what people want to hear, because music is fucking subjective. You tell them niggas that, listen to the radios. Again, the same radio that y'all niggas will sit there and call bland and boring. You want us to fucking make watered down bland music for the underground. You can blow up like that. Most of us ain't trying to blow up, my nigga. It's like how y'all retards think we upload songs on SoundCloud and these DSPs. You really think we're trying to fucking blow up? We're trying to fucking win Grammys. I've said this in multiple songs. I didn't try to win no Grammys. Stupid. And the fact, but back to what I'm talking about with Billie Eilish. Y'all parents are fucking retarded. You take your fucking kids to these fucking shows. Oh, because why? Because you seen Billie Eilish on fucking Sesame Street. She's a good role model. Nigga, fucking Ice Cube was on fucking Sesame Street and went back on this gangster shit. And also with D1, I remember this too. Remember when Snoop Dogg made everyone think he stopped smoking cigarettes, stopped smoking weed? And I thought that because he made it so serious. And then he's like, nah, I'm promoting this cigarette thing. D1. Yes, the OG. Yes, man. You see, you should have waited before you said that. Because now people are looking at you stupid. Like, bro, you over making it, like, you look dumb. You know he was doing that to promote a fucking cigarette. But because his fool was so convincing with it, it's like a weed thing. He was so convincing with it, people thought he was really going through it. You know, I'm like, damn, Snoop, for real? And he did that. And I was like, well played, Snoop, well played. But that shit didn't sell. It didn't sell. It didn't sell at all because of how the fuck he marketed. You see what I'm talking about? Marketing, you got to be careful how the fuck you market shit. Because, first of all, people was really worried about Snoop. And the fact that he did that to promote a fucking product didn't sit right. And this nigga D1, see, the old, and notice how we didn't fucking even go back and make a fucking video about how Snoop Dogg went back on that. He just left it alone. I did and said, well, it was bad, but how he marketed, but hey, good play. Because I was convinced. Like I told you, all because these niggas talk that woke shit don't mean nothing. This nigga's just using that to promote his fucking music. Let's be real with it. Nigga, fuck that. These fools don't even do their homework on any situation. Just sit there, see it happen, go up on their fucking Instagram, hop on a moment just to try to fucking get attention. But back to the Billie Eilish thing, because I'm not cooking like the Billie Eilish thing. And this goes to all parents, because remind you, I remember this goes back in the 90s. Hold on. Talking about with the Billie Eilish thing. What I meant to say was, yes, artists though be controlled by labels, but like I told you, if a homie of mine hopped on and it put me all these kids in the front row and you see motherfucking, and let's be real with it, you parents are so hypocritical. But back to what I'm saying. So if I see my homeboy smoking weed, I don't control that fucking man's actions. He decides to come on stage, smoke weed. He's my hype man. He's, you know, we go through a, you know, break in between songs. I'm sitting there drinking water, talking to the fans. He's over there smoking weed. A parent sees that. Hey, you need to stop him. I can't control that man. And keep in mind that when we go to these hip-hop shows, you don't notice how it's only like 3 people with kids. But the vast majority are fucking adults. Now, I went to a fucking Lupe Fiasco show years ago. This is when he came out with Droga's Light. And there's just this kid in the front row. Mind you, he's the only kid that I see yet. No one has brought their kids to the fucking show. He's the only kid that I see. Lupe had like a gold medal. Gave it to the kid, right? Mind you, this is a kid. Now, all of a sudden, I didn't know this. Too Short came on stage, right? You know how Too Short is. And here's a funny part. Isn't it kind of funny how Too Short is talking about bitch, the same content for decades, and no one come at Too Short for talking about the same shit, telling them, change up your flows, change up your content, change up your flows, change up your style. And notice how he kept the same formula and still kept himself relevant, like Blow the Whistle was one of the songs that he came relevant with. And a bunch of other songs, because Too Short was very relevant in the early 2000s. Like, he was a legend already in the, you know, 90s, getting it and all that. But he's been consistently with his sound and everything. You notice how he, along with Currency, get that fucking, it's like certain artists, they get praises for staying true to the same formula. But for some reason, other artists don't get that kind of fucking respect. I don't understand that. But any fucking goddamn way. Not fuck with Too Short. One of the best to do it. I don't care what nobody say. You ain't gotta be lyrical, miracle, spherical to be a GOAT, nigga. That's why I disagree with Mickey Fett with that one syllable shit. It's like, nigga, not everyone's trying to be super technical. And like I said in my last podcast about going up, about moving the goalposts, a lot of you lyrical miracle fans don't like when rappers do that. You hate when Jenora Lucas do it. You hate when any white rapper do it, or any half white rapper. Let's be real, it's a race thing. If you half white or half black, We don't fuck with that lyrical miracle shit. And there's only a few outliers that fucking people don't like that are black that do that lyrical miracle shit. That's Hobson and Dax, who most of the odd niggas try to tell me to rap like. That's why I need to stop taking fans seriously when they start saying shit like that. Because they're confused. But I'm going to try to tell you what you should do with your music. But I don't know what the fuck they want to. Except for looking for artists that make the music that they want, which is a smart thing to do. It makes more critical sense. You want the artist that you see that got some potential to stop making a sound that they're comfortable doing and make a sound that you fucking like. Or make up a story and say, he's not making what he really wants. He's nothing to his true potential. Do you know what true potential is? Because when these niggas say true potential, they mean potential of blowing up. Let's be real with it. Like making an album or a song that blows up and then fucking have to, you know, double back and try to mimic this success, which is fucking very hard to do. Because when it comes down to making an album that blows up, you don't know why it blew up. You don't know how it blew up. You don't know how. That's why a lot of niggas record a bunch of songs within that section, in that session, right? Because you don't fucking know. This album might blow up and you have like probably 10 other songs in that session that you just chose, not because they're bad, because you want to hold them off. Because you recorded a classic within this session. So all these other songs are fire too. So you have to have at least, let's say, 30 songs max for a second album and a third album using old fucking goddamn sessions from that one album that was a classic. Yeah, a lot of work. But back to what I'm saying, bro. Parents. Now again, I didn't see nobody complain about and Lupe brung too short. He's talking about hoes and bitches and hoes and bitches, and my son was sitting in the front row. Even though if you check the room, no one else can bring fucking kids. And I was like in my early 20s, mid 20s, I had no kid at the fucking time. And I wouldn't fucking dare bring my kids to no goddamn fucking concert like that. You can find a babysitter. Oh, it was. Well, I agree with Doja Cat. That's your fault. You should have fucking had a babysitter to watch your fucking kids. And you stupidly was so, I used to go see Dilly. And keep in mind, you could have not went. But I need to go. But if you're going to fucking go to a fucking Doja Cat show, you know how Doja Cat is. You shouldn't expect what, you should not be shocked to see what the fuck she's doing. Then you go online because you fans want to go viral with bullshit and say how she's over here showing. I miss the old Doja Cat. If Doja Cat, she's been sexualized. You telling me if you take the demonic shit away, she's kid friendly? She was shaking her ass and being fucking provocative before the demonic shit. Y'all forget that. She was in no goddamn pop, poppity pop. Oh, hey, kids, look at me. All she made was a song called, you know, Moo, which people didn't fuck like. It was cringy. Because again, niggas don't like when you be your authentic self. It's cringy because they don't have the balls to be themselves. That's just their the internet's way of saying, we don't like what you're doing, so you're cringing us. Like what you're doing is not acceptable in the, you know, in the normal world that we live in. We don't like that you're doing this. We don't like, this goes back as far back as high school. You're playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. You're playing with Magic the Gathering. You're being a nerd. Society hates that. And that's against society's norms. So we're going to call you cringe and a loser for doing this until you fall into what the fuck we like. Come on, my nigga. And that's been there for a long time. But whatever. Now back to what I'm talking about. You parents are stupid. You are lazy, dumb, fucking retarded parents. This is the reason why. You know why? This is the reason why your kids act fucked up. Because you dumb motherfuckers do not raise your kids. You let celebrities raise your kids. And then when these celebrities don't fucking be how you want them to be, which is cool and wholesome, because not everyone is so cool and wholesome, you get mad at the person.
You got motherfuckers. I remember back then someone said, oh, I'm glad that T-Pain's not in no trouble. Please, T-Pain, keep being you. Keep being wholesome. Keep being you. Please don't get in no trouble. Please, please. Why the fuck are you bitching like that? He's a grown-ass man. He's a human being like me and you. If he does something stupid and fuck himself up, I pray he doesn't. But if he does, he's a human being, people. I'm not gonna get mad because he did something human, like a mistake. That's the reason why I don't ever want to be popular. These things be wanting these celebrities to not be. Once you become popular and famous, you're no longer a human. You are a motherfucking animal in a fucking zoo. And I said this shit in a fucking rap song. Niggas do not like it when you talk about this shit too. It's funny how fans be like, say what you feel in your music. Well, are you going to accept what I'm saying? Or are you going to sit there and just, I disagree with what you're saying, and you kind of contradicting yourself here when you're not? Because they don't like what you're saying. It's like a think piece. So we don't like what you're saying in your songs, so we're going to debate it, because I don't believe what you're saying. Say for just, okay, how you expect an artist to express how he feels when you downplay what he's saying? As if, oh, he's stupid for saying this. And I've seen music reviewers actually say this shit. You're stupid. I don't know why he said this. Man, just stick to making boom bappy, jazzy, chill rap. Stop talking about these topics at the same time. Or just talk about other topics than what you normally talk about. Then talk about other topics that will fuck up your brain that you don't fucking, you know. Like, prime example with my song, Apple Juice. Niggas called that shit cringe because they didn't like what I was talking about. Stupid. It's cringe because you don't like what I'm saying? Mr. One Song Man on SoundCloud? Niggas talk about artists. Like, shut up. Stop telling artists to do shit. Won't you do it, you lazy bastard? Get you a fucking DOS. Get you a fucking mic. And make what the fuck you want. Lazy motherfucker. Put your money up. And make what you feel. Stop expecting everyone to be your fucking beacon of what the fuck you want them to fucking, of a message that you want. Not everyone's gonna share the same message. If you do that, that's what we always say. Nigga, won't you get behind the mic and do something? Man, these niggas trash. Get behind the mic and say something. These niggas can't sing. Get behind the fucking mic and sing, nigga. Other than that, shut the fuck up. Every artist got their own style, their own way of doing shit, and you niggas just don't fucking respect it. That's fine. But nigga, don't be on no bullshit like that. Don't be on no fucking goddamn bullshit trying to talk down to a nigga because the fact that you don't agree with what the fuck he talking about. But at the same time, if it was all about the same topics, I wish he said about talking about different topics. His name is Mike Sense. I'm gonna assume he's this third eye guy. Not really. Don't even fucking even go there. That's just a tribute name to a rapper I fuck with named Common Sense. That's it, nigga. It ain't that deep. But people love to do that shit. They love to fucking make up deep conversations just to fucking, you know, talk about something. We know how these motherfuckers are. But I'm just saying, bro, I hate that shit. It's like I hate how parents be looking at, you know, these celebrities, maybe on Sesame Street, because their kids see them on Sesame Street, and their kids love them. Oh my God, oh Mike, you're such a good person, oh please, oh, you're so great, you don't talk about holes and bitches in your fucking music, you're so amazing, oh my God, yeah, oh my God, you're so amazing, please, please be a positive role model. You're the parent. Won't you be a fucking positive fucking role model? Like don't wanna portray that fucking image forever. Like this, and some of y'all niggas take advantage of that shit. Like when y'all saw Michael Jordan, he got other meetings to go to. You got fans, Michael Jordan, autograph. And Michael like, nah, dog, I'm busy. Cause he is. Don't think because he's not playing basketball, he don't got other shit to fucking do. Like everybody else. And you sit there like, fuck you, Mike. And of course you put it on fucking camera. Of course you put it on fucking social media with a bunch of fucking retards who don't know that this man is a human being that's fucking, that's always busy. Fuck you, Michael Jordan. You the one that fucking bought all those goddamn gyms, that bought all those fucking prisons. When it's not that Michael Jordan that did it, it was another Michael Jordan. We confirmed that. But since y'all don't like Michael Jordan so much because his shoes are expensive, like it's his fucking fault. They ain't liking this. They ain't like y'all niggas gonna fucking walk around wearing some Shaqs. That ain't Jordan's fault. That's y'all fault. Y'all wanna fucking spend 2020. And keep in mind, nigga, there's some deals on fucking line if you look where you can buy some fucking Jordans for $24. Lazy bastards. I was on fucking Nike.com and I seen some Jordans, particular Jordans, that were $24. You idiots, you can't go online? And me, I'm not really into no, I'm not no fashionistic motherfucker. If I get some Jordans, I bring it as a gift. That's cool. Nike's cool. I don't give a fuck. I can go on Temu and buy me some nice fucking shoes. I can go to the sport meet and buy me some shit, nigga. I don't care. I'm not no fashionistic ass nigga. I ain't trying to look all glamorous and shit. I rock with the fuck I like and keep it pushing. I don't do no extra shit, no dresses. I wear a fucking nice hoodie, some blue jeans, a nice shirt, some fucking goddamn shorts with some white or blue fucking shoes. Or a wooden chain. I am that simple with my shit. I do not do extras. You got these that want you to dress up like you got it like that. Shit, I like how J. Cole dressed. J. Cole dressed like me. You just like a bum. Y'all niggas be on fucking goddamn Instagram. You know, dressing all cool and shit. As if we ain't know that you niggas be going to motherfucking DD's to buy half the shit that y'all be watching. Y'all be going to all them thrift stores. Y'all go to the swap meets. And yes, nigga, y'all be on Temu too, looking for the most flyest shit. Like, you don't do that. I do. Shit, it's no shame in that shit. I don't care if I'm rich. I'm still gonna do that shit. I'm gonna fucking spend $250,000 on a goddamn fucking shirt. You got these niggas that be buying shirts for 20 fucking goddamn dollars. A shirt, nigga. A shirt. I wouldn't buy a shirt for no $40. Y'all niggas over here going broke trying to fucking impress niggas. And you wanna call who corny? Because the one thing that a corny motherfucker does is try to do whatever they can to get accepted by a bunch of niggas that don't fucking like them. That's the most corny, by that definition. Why do you, and it's, let's be real, it's all the cycle. When you look up corny rappers, all they're trying to do is change their sound to appease an audience. Ain't that what the fuck you be telling niggas like me to do? I got a fucking sound that I like doing. You're telling me to do trapping and fucking rage and hyper pop to appease a group of people, right? That don't even like me. Then when I do it, I'm corny for doing it. Even though I've been told by you niggas, do it, do hyper pop. It's cool. Do it. It's cool. It's kind of like, that's like some high school shit. Hey, smoke this weed. Do it. You're cool. And when you smoke weed, you look fucking goofy doing it because you know that's not who the fuck you are. Dumbass. Then we tell you no, you come up with all kind of, oh, you're not going to be popular. It's like high school, I promise you. This fucking music industry is like fucking high school. How you going to call something, how you going to tell niggas to take this seriously? Look how y'all niggas acting. It's like high school. You ain't dressing like this, then you ain't going to be with the cool kids. You going to make music like this, you ain't being with the cool kids. It's like high school. Be what people want you to be. Make what people want. We don't want to see you dressing with these fucking fucked up clothes. Man, get you some fucking fresh flow, some fresh clothes, $1 million fucking disc, and whatever trend that's hot right now, get on that shit, bro. Be like us. That's high school shit. I've been told that, and I stuck to my guns. I was looking like a cornball trying to fucking... trying to act like something I wasn't in high school. Notice how that's the most bullied fucking kid. You know the ones that get bullied in high school, but hang around with the bully, but they get bullied because they trying to be cool. I got to take the abuse because I want to be cool with Nan-Nan. So you realize the nigga's a bitch, and you over it, then when you finally be yourself, you ain't cool. Now you're cool. Notice, when I was in high school, I want to be popular. It didn't happen. because I wanted to be popular. When 11th, 12th grade hit, I said, fuck being popular, fuck this shit, I'm going to college, fuck these niggas. I became the most coolest motherfucker, and people can tell the whole I don't give a fuck. It went from I want to care, so I came to that motherfucking school with this very blank, I do not give a fuck face that I still have to this day. I walked around that bitch with this, I don't care, if niggas fuck with me, I'm beating their ass. Never had that type of fucking, and I'm going off my demeanor. I didn't give a fuck. I came in there, I could have had my dreads like this and didn't even care. Man, your hair fucked up, I don't care. Notice how niggas that don't care, the most popular niggas, the ones who don't care and do what the fuck they want, the most popular niggas, the ones who just don't give a fuck about being cool, are the cool niggas. It's in the book. I have a book. You know, the art of, you know, I forgot that book. I got it. And the power of attraction. You're not supposed to, and I didn't know I was doing that. Once you feel like you need to belong, it's called desperation. You want to belong so bad. And people can smell that. When you don't want to belong, I don't care about belonging, and they see that, they think, huh, why does he think he's too cool to belong to our club? He think he's too cool? Now we're interested. Niggas are not interested into fucking, you know, and even when you're dating a girl, if you just call her every fucking day, you're desperate. Me, I don't call nobody but a select people. Like, I got my wife, I don't need to be like, hey, baby, how you doing, baby? Talking. Even if I had no girlfriend, I would give the girl my number. We talking only a couple of times. I'm not talking to her like that. I'm waiting for her to call me first. If she don't talk to me, oh well. If she don't text me, oh well. If I got my own house, my own car, and I'm dating a chick, and we not even boyfriend, girlfriend. If she tells me, like, I might shoot someone, like, yo, you want to go to the movies? That's about it. Other than that, nigga, I'm not, I need her. I made that mistake when I was 18, 19. After high school, talking to a girl that was way out in fucking goddamn Texas. Learn my fucking lesson, nigga. Yeah, I was young. I had to fucking let myself say, yeah, I was young. I was 19. I was being needy. I was being stupid. But that wasn't my character. That wasn't the character that gave me her number. She gave me her number because I was a cool nigga that if you'd have given me her number, I wouldn't even call her like that. But because I became corny again and needy, what friendship? Once you show that shit, it's a wrap. No one doesn't want to fuck with you. Just look at Osiris. He wants to be liked by the big artists. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about these niggas. I gotta press my OGs. I gotta press the rappers in the game that I look up to. I fuck with these niggas, but I will not. That's why it was called J. Cole Corn. He made a song called Lit Nas Down. And it's like, it's a hypocritical thing because, nigga, Nas made Ucha Wally. He made pop songs too. But you the guy, you're the chosen one. And I would throw that around. I would just brush that off. You're the chosen one, Mike. You're the next Kendrick. The fuck off me. Mike, you're the best lyricist, bro. You the GOAT. That shit off me. I fucks with Kendrick. I'm a huge TDE Black Hippie fan. I got all their albums. But nigga, I am me. I will never be Kendrick. Get that shit off my face. You know what I mean? You're the next MF Doom. I love MF Doom, but I'm not him. And when I did shit just to see something. When I compared myself to MF Doom, what did that nigga dorky tell me? You will never be MF Doom. You will never be great. Now that's corny. If that's the case, don't compare me to these niggas. I did that just to see something. Since I've seen it, anytime someone compares me to any GOAT rapper, I'll just take it as a light compliment and wipe that shit off my fucking shoulders. Cause how corny would that be if I walked around to, yeah, they call me a GOAT. And yeah, I acknowledge it. Yeah, they compare me to all these other GOAT rappers. I must be doing something just lightly. Not like, yeah, nigga, I'm the GOAT, nigga. Yeah. Fuck no. Dust that shit off. Thank you. Dust that shit off and I just keep walking. I got that with the hate. You trash. Dust that shit off. Because I don't care about, that's why I don't care about my own music. I do this shit, I love to make music. That's what makes it better. You don't care about you, other people, including your own art. Because deep down you do. But you don't want to share like, yeah, I'm the best, man. This is going to win me a Grammy, nigga. I'm honest with myself. I know my shit will never win no Grammys. I will never go platinum. I will never be famous. And if I were to make a music video, like music videos, push it, blah, 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 I'll get the fans that I need. You're supposed to, it's like when you promote your shit, it's like you're fucking, you like you're fishing. And your music is the fucking bait. The fish that take your bait, the ones you keep. Not all fish are going to take your bait, bro. They're not. They're not meant for you anyway. That's what I start to see. And I thought about that shit last night. When you put out music, promoting music, you're just throwing out bait. Who gonna catch it? Who gonna catch it? Who gonna catch it? The ones who catch it is the ones that fuck with you. The ones who don't, fuck them. They missed out. I'm a jewel. I'm a gem to some niggas. I got 39 fucking followers. I got fans fucking with me, nigga. Every time I promote anything, they right there liking my shit. Not just Tristan. They like my shit. Yo, I fuck with your shit, Mike. Fuck with you. Those the ones I fuck with. Don't get it twisted. When I talk about fans and shit, I always exclude the ones who fuck with me. But I know there's some people that act like they fuck with me, but they really don't. But the ones who generally fuck with me, I fuck with them. You dig? Don't get it twisted. I appreciate every person that listens to my fucking music. Don't get it twisted. I do. That's why it shocked me when that Fuck Love song got out of fucking plays. And mind you, that's an old song. Even on my podcast, you listen to my little rants and ramblings, I'm just talking my shit. I don't promote my podcast because it's just me just talking shit. Whatever, man. I'm done.